Blog Talk Radio.
I told her. Whatever the fuck she want me to tell her. Made that blunt. Pull me up. Ah. Dog, I don't talk on no cell phone. I'd rather see you in person. Cause niggas get caught on their cell phone. And you never know who be working. Shit, I just got back from Miami. Oh, I had 10 bells in the pantry. I handled that white, I managed that white, and she just delivered a Grammy. I'm still on the block and I'm still in the kitchen. Yeah. I ate one that pat, don't step on that crack. My mama say y'all superstitious. It was too many bricks for a nigga to hold. Yeah. Too many zips for a nigga to smoke. Yeah. Too many bitches, I'm tired of these hoes. She just won't be here to pot of her nose. She wasn't here back when T-Tow was broke. Nah. She lied too good, she done did this before. So whenever she talk, I put dick in her throat. Like, I guess the game done changed. And I don't think we gon' get it back. Nah. I used to pay 14, and now they wantin' 21 when I get a half. And say the same old thing. Bro, you get it this time, then I'ma get you back. But it's the same old Kane. And if I'm paying them numbers, I want a different pack. These pussies done got my attention. I'm thinking they all on a mission. Like, who could piss T-Top off worse? And who could be first on his hit list? Come on. My auntie was strong on that work. And sometimes I didn't want to visit. Come on. Till I went and shot up a plug just to take over his business.
I was selling work to my own family. Pop rocks on a nose candy. Before the birds, it was a box of chicken. Had to make it stretch to my whole family. My older brother had a nose problem. I watched it grow into a smoke problem. I ain't cut him off like that's your problem. I served his ass, it was no problem.
Shit, I even had to get a job before. But that ain't go good as robbing folks. I was kicked out around 17, cause at 16 I was copping dope. My grandma told me that I got to go. I started bragging when I copped the O. Until I realized that was petty money. And I ain't started stacking till I copped the four. But I guess the game done changed. And I don't think we gon' get it back. I used to pay 14, and now I'm paying 21 just to get a half. I got the same old flame, and I ain't pulling my blood out until them niggas match. Say the same old thing. Bro, you burn this one, then I'ma get you back. My homeboy just told me he loved me, and I looked at him like he crazy. Cause he got like 3 baby mamas, and he don't take care of his babies. How the fuck you gon' show me love, but don't show no love to your business? That shit be working my nerves, that shit be driving me crazy. I told my bitch I don't have to lie, my trap house was my alibi. She think I'm out getting a back massage, and I was really working with a half a pie. Told her all my time was accounted for. When you having fun, that shit pass you by. We spent like 40 minutes talking shit, and the last hour trying to package dimes. So I don't talk on no cell phone. I'd rather see you in person. Cause bitches be hot on their cell phone, and you never know who be lurking. She say, I just got back from Miami. I'm like, I got 10 bells in my pantry. I handle that white, I manage that white, and she just delivered a Grammy. She just delivered a Grammy.
You fuck with your boy, be fan 007, man. Shout
she
the whole
just delivered a Grammy.
Moment.
She just delivered the. Say, I'm talking about a gram of cocaine. Yeah. Grammy. Aight. Just deliver the Grammy.
Yo. Yo. Yeah. Fuck with your Bondi fans, that blow silver, man. Shout out to the whole Envy fan movement, man. Maybe we go with two calls, special calls for tonight. What's goodie?
What's poppin'? DMV in the building.
You got Brazzy in the building. Brooklyn shit. What's going on, y'all?
Yo, nah, shit. Yo, good look, B. I didn't even hear it from the, I think something happened with Boots Day and shit. And I woke up mad late and I didn't even talk to Wayne and shit. I think I did some dickhead shit. I'm trying to fix it right now and shit. Like, what I did with the fucking time and shit, man. My stupid ass rushed and shit. I'm trying to see how the fuck I can edit this bitch. But yo, man, let's talk about it, nigga. I mean, what's up? Let's talk this fucking URL card, bro.
Hey, yo, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I hate 2-on-2s, but this card is so fucking fire.
Talk this about shit. It.
Hey, yo, man. I don't know if I'm more excited to see Chilla Jones than B-Magic, to tell you the truth, man. That shit right there is a crazy matchup. I don't know what the fuck T-Top and Bird's going to do, but that shit could be a classic right there on the low.
Facts.
Chilla Jones and B-Magic? Chilla Jones and B-Magic.
Yeah. That's going to be crazy, B. That's going to be crazy.
Yo, who y'all got winning, though?
I got Chilla and B-Magic. I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? Unless Bird's going to come on that extra horror crazy shit like he do, I still don't see what they could possibly say that's gonna stop Chilla and B-Magic. That shit don't seem possible. I ain't even gonna lie to you. They low key might be the best team on this card when you really sit back and look at it. Chilla Jones and B-Magic.
Better. Hold on. You saying better than Surf and Rock?
Better than yo. Listen, my nigga. Yo, listen, man. Yeah. I'm definitely saying that.
Hey, let me say this. Let me jump in and say this right quick. Since you just bumped that Top Busy joint, let me say this. T-Top, top five in the battle rap music arena, hands down. I don't care what nobody say. Sun is nice.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't heard the track. I ain't like. I'm saying top five battle rap that make music in the game right now. Easy.
Word. Shout out to T-Top. Go get that Bear Witness, too.
Facts.
Yeah. Yo, T-Top been killing shit, yo.
I don't know, man. Man, Briz, that's a tough-ass matchup for them to throw at them for the first time. That's crazy right there. But if, I don't know, man. That's a good style clash right there, though.
Hey, what I'm going to tell you right now is what they won't make up in punchlines, you know, and the creativity, because Chilla and B-Magic are going to have crazy lines. What they all going to make it up for is going to be that stage presence. I think, like Cap said the other day, Briz is doing Briz very well right now, and Top always does good, and I think they can play off each other real good. So I think it's going to be – I kind of had that kind of low-key battle of the night on it, you know what I'm saying, for the 2-on-2 joint.
I thought I was bugging. What you think, Cap?
Hey, yo, I'm looking at it like this, right? I'm looking, and I'm just like, man – Chilla and B-Magic gonna punch these niggas' heads off. But I'm looking at it like, yo, if Sagas does the setups right and then Big T come in with the main haymakers, man, son. Like, it might get crazy, bro.
What you mean Sagas and Big T? Huh? With Chilla Jones and B-Magic? You mean T-Top and Bread?
Yeah, are we still on that shit? Yeah, but I thought y'all was talking about, man, look at this shit right here, bro. NW, nah, what are you talking about, bro?
We're just talking about Chilla Jones and B-Magic.
Oh, yeah,
you said B. Nah, it's Chilla Jones and B-Magic versus T-Top and Briz.
T-Top and Briz is going to be a dope 2-on-2. The thing about them shits is that, like, we got to see the chemistry these niggas got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. The only niggas that we know for sure got chemistry really is fucking DNA and Sean, really.
Yeah.
NYB got crazy chemistry, yo. I ain't gonna hold you, but they got crazy chemistry, man. Tez and Hoffa, yo.
Word. And Marv One and Quest McCody got some good chemistry between them too. You can't sleep on that either.
Hey, yo, my niggas, I'm telling you, I think for some reason, Big T and Saga is gonna press niggas, B. I think Saga gonna be setting it up. I think Big T gonna be catching the alley on these niggas, bro. Against Charlie Cliff and John. I just see it happening, B. No, yo, think about it. Who has more haymaker punches? Like, more haymaker punches on this card
than Big T?
Than Big T right now.
Yeah.
Top and Brick is cool, but do they punch?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. I ain't gonna see a lot of punches.
Unless you wanna say box and surf. I'm looking at the card right now. I can't really. When Big T dropped that shit, you know what I'm saying? His punches seem to be bigger than almost everybody on the card.
There's one.
But Charlie Crist and John, that's a weird ass team right there. Out of everybody, that's the weirdest fucking team I see up here.
I really thought we were gonna get it.
I'm surprised he ain't picked Cliff ain't picked Goods. Or remember he just did a blog with Conceited where they was doing the 2-on-2 like playing around with
him. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it was because you got two other niggas that you kind of hinted you was gonna fuck with already. So it's kind of a throw off right there. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was not left.
Big T going on.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie Clips and John John not gonna win just for the simple fact that I don't see how the fuck they gonna write when Charlie Clips don't write for battles. So I don't see them winning just off of that alone. I don't see how that's gonna play out.
Well, I think it's gonna be easier for Clips though, because Clips, he could just fit with anything, man. And when push come to shove, if they get stuck in something, he gonna pull like a DNA and be able to flip it. You know what I mean? So he's versatile enough, man.
I know Clips is versatile, but I don't know, man. That's crazy.
You got to think about it, too. This is the one chance that Big T and Clips can kind of get a rematch and shit. I was looking at shit like that, too. I'm looking at DNA and Shine versus Surfing Rock. This is the first time Shock versus Rock. Shine and Rock is going down. We know they don't like each other. I got DNA beating Surf in the past. So this is their first time seeing each other again since then. I'm looking at Math Hoffa and Cortez versus Verb and Ill. We all know Cortez beat the shit out of Young Ill, so this is his get back. I have Verb beating Math. This is his get back. Math wants to be on URL. It's his foot. Like, a lot of these niggas, it ain't really just a 2-on-2. If you, like, break them down individually and shit, it's like, yo, some of these niggas got reasons to even do the bitch.
I didn't think about it.
Jonathan the Don kept saying Big T was ducking him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So they're not battling 1-on-1, but a lot of these niggas is like, they use the 2-on-2 to battle 1-on-1, it seems like the shit.
Yeah.
That shit.
If you really think about that shit, it's kind of crazy and shit.
You know, Chess was going back and forth with Marv 1 when he battled Run Mitty. So, this shit going to be interesting. This is a good card on the low right here. Yo, this is a fire card.
Hey, y'all think Steam's gonna have his shit together this time?
Hell yeah.
He has to. Yo, he got to.
Yo, the way Chess is moving, be honest, it looked like Chess is passing Steam, but maybe he is or whatever the case is, but I know he feel that. So he on stage with him now, and this is a big, big card. I think Steam's is gonna show up and show up. I believe. And if Chess and Steams
I'm gonna keep it a stat, man.
On their first joint versus DNA and K Shine, I thought Steams was kind of carrying the stage presence. Even though Chess was doing his thing, I thought Steams was kind of. I thought he was on. You know what I'm saying? If the battle didn't kind of go awry, I thought Steams was really on. If he's on, I think it'd be dope. I really think it'd be dope, man. And he has to be on. You know what I'm saying? Because he already looked shaky from the last two joints. You know what I'm saying? So he got to be on this one.
But then you got to think about it too. How many times have you seen Steams really fuck up that badly? Other than that time, he had a slight.
I was gonna say that shit too. I was watching Steams versus who the fuck was I just watching yesterday? It was Steams versus somebody. He was kind of going off on this nigga too.
In the Coliseum,
who Steams have battled? Say it again.
In the Coliseum, his new shit that just came out.
It was the Coliseum, matter of fact. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, I forgot what the other nigga name was. It Blake? Nah, I forgot. I don't want to fuck his name up. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Matter of fact, it was a skinny dude, right?
Yeah.
And he kind of rapped like somewhat like Steams a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. He was doing alright, but Steams was up there. Yeah, Steams was
Steams going off on this nigga, B. I was just watching it with Zigzag the day before yesterday. Or was it yesterday? One of them shits. But like, yo, shit was crazy, B.
He got to come with it if anything close to like what Ness was saying. I hope Steve brought it. I hope it's not as the way it sounded on Ness's interview, but it sounded like Ness kind of gave it to him. And Steams can't afford to lose no steam, no pun intended, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I should know. The way I'm making it sound is that Quest McCody and Moff can't really do anything about it if Steams and Chess is on their game. It's not like Quest McCody and Moff are some slouches here. You know what I'm saying?
Never that.
I low-key got the veterans pulling this one out. To be honest.
Yo, Moff and Quest got so much chemistry. They've been doing this shit for so long, my nigga. Like,
when's the last time they was on the URL stage?
I was going to say that, too. And yo, we got to look at the fact that the bitch is on URL, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, these niggas want to be on URL, so they got to show up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially Marvin Quest.
Marv needed a good showing from that last Rex battle, even though he did all right. He needed, you know what I'm saying, he needed to bring it, you know what I'm saying? They can't be, you know what I'm saying, it's got to be the serious, it's got to be a real serious Marv. It can't be
what
just a joke.
Marv
I mean,
was
they got
last URL battle? Was it Cortez? His last URL battle?
Marv
won?
Yeah.
God damn, Cortez. What did he battle, matter of fact? Because he battled Map after he battled Cortez.
I don't think that was on URL.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he did battle Map. Yeah, I don't think that was on URL. He battled Map.
Damn, Marv's been on URL for a minute. You know what, though? Marv is never really on URL like that, if you think about it.
Oh, that's a fact.
You know, we were never really on it like that. Like, Clean and Miles and all these niggas, they was on it. You know what I'm saying?
Math and Moff was on Poison. That was on Poison.
Hold on. I'm about to say, it looked like, it was Math Hava, in 12, right? That was 2012.
3 years ago.
It was Math, right?
Yeah.
It was Poison Pen, though.
I thought it was
how you
were, though. I know, because I remember he beat Cortez, and that's how we got that. Cortez had the Lions home and shit. And that's how, and then he had Math next. And I didn't think he did good versus Math at all.
And that was it. Yo, it's been 3-4 years since he's been on URL. Nah, he coming to show up. That's going to be a good battle right there.
Bro, him and Quest McCody been doing two-on-twos for 9 years, bro. For like, since November 2007.
God, and they the underdog?
I'm saying, people make it sound that way, but I'm saying they've been doing that joint since 2007.
Who you got?
Who?
On this battle, man, and because Steams and Chess haven't won one yet, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna pick them up yet until they get a real win. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna rock with Quest McCody and Marv One. So
All right. You're going to bring them down one by one. All right, so you got Chess and Steam. You got Quest and Marv, you said DMV?
I got Quest and Marv. All right,
who you got?
I got Quest and Marv.
The same?
Yeah, I got Quest and Marv.
Oh, shit. They got something to prove, Quest and Marv. They really want to be on URL, but I think Steam's... Damn, who needs this more?
Steams and Chess need it more. Marv don't need it.
Nah.
Come on, man.
What? They don't need it? They not on URL,
Marv solidified, man. Ain't nothing you can do.
Nah, but look, BMV. This is how I'm looking at it. I know Marv is solidified. Quest solidified, too, but they want to be on URL. So if you win, it's a good look and a possibility you will be back on the next card.
That's a fact.
That's how I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at it like this is a regular 2-on-2. If they could battle anywhere and it's
Steam
like whatever, that would be
it,
different.
If Steam's choke on that stage again, what does that say? That's going to make it, you know what I'm saying? That's going to make it. They have to show and prove this time. That's all I'm saying. They have to do it. Marvin Quest don't have to do it. Even though they want to, like you said, it's a good look and maybe another couple battles there, but. They don't have to, you know what I'm saying? They got to follow. They can go to KOTD. They can go anywhere, man.
But, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right about that DMV, but you're missing this one thing. Marv Quest can go back to Detroit knowing they just got balked on by Steams and Chess on URL. I don't see them trying to take their prideful, bro. They prideful. They not one of the niggas that's going to come in there and play around. They know
yeah,
what
but
it's
they, but
for.
Yeah, but they ain't never – but that's what I'm saying, though. They ain't – I think they kind of got it locked, man. I think they know what they're going to do. They comfortable. you know, they're going to have a good showing regardless. They're not going to stumble, choke, do nothing crazy. I don't think they're worried. I think they know they're going to have a good showing. I think Steams has got to have in the back of his mind, as soon as he hit that stumble and Chess looking at him like, nah, go back, man, go back. You know what I'm saying? What, what happened? It's going, man, the bricks start tumbling down, man.
DMV is right.
That's what I'm afraid of for.
Who you got, Cap?
Damn. You know what? I'm going to be the oddball, man. I got Chess and Steams since you put – I got Chess and Steams. Steams, yeah, these niggas got – yo, Steams, your back is against the wall, my nigga. Like, you got to show up in this one. He got – yo, yeah, DMV's kind of – damn. DMV, yo, you know, I got Chess and Steams, bro. I do. I think these niggas going to really show up. Because, yo, snapping back at them niggas for so fucking long, that's not really going to be a good look. If they lose, they might be 7-2-1-2.
Yeah. If they can't get through this one, they should just give that shit up.
Oh, it should be. Just keep doing him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's Chess and Steams and Marvel and Quest. All right. Charlie Clips and John John versus Big T and Saga. Who y'all got?
Man, you go. You go, Brazzy. Go ahead, bro.
I got Charlie Clips and John John. As crazy as it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Clips, like he said, man, he's too unorthodox. Like, you don't know what the fuck he's going to come with. Even though he may not write for all his battles, and John John is very fucking consistent. That's one thing you can say about him. He always going to come with it.
Mm.
I don't see Big T and DeSaga doing enough, you know. DeSaga can get a little bit rambly with it. But that should be a good battle, but I don't see Big T and DeSaga having enough stamina to keep up with Clips and John John. I don't. I got them to
get
one, 3-0.
I don't see it, but I feel like, yo, Saga does the setups and Big T catches the alley with the haymakers. I think it's going to be a crazy battle, yo. They could do
that's
it.
Gonna the X factor, that's going to be the X factor. That's going to be the X factor. Yeah. That's going to be the X factor,
the
man.
In fact, this is battle right here. It depends. Because, you know, he has the haymakers of them all and shit. So it's like, I really want to see how they putting this shit together. Then I'm looking at it like these niggas is NWS, so you know these niggas be talking all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
And then DNA and Sean set it off. How y'all niggas look like being the second 2-on-2 from NWS and y'all can't keep up with this, with the first 2-on-2?
True.
Yeah, this is they coming. Yeah, I'm here. They breaking out right here. Big T and DeSaga. I ain't even think, man. That's a weird idea.
All I know is this. There's the two funniest niggas in battle rap is probably Charlie Clips and Goods. Clips is going to clown the Saga. I mean, it's going to be to another level, man. He's going to probably shut it down once or twice. If his jokes land crazy, I don't think it's going to be nothing that Big T is going to be able to help pull out. You know what I'm saying? Help the Saga pull out. So I'm a ride with Clips and John John.
Shit, who I got? I might just have I got Clips and John John B.
In the building, Clips and John John go win in the building. On cam, Big T and DeSaga might take that.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy about the 2-on-2s? You have to really be – you can't – there's no need to be overhead, you know what I'm saying, with 2-on-2s. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's really all got to be up front, you know what I'm saying, well done. Like, again, I was impressed with Verb and Hitman. Their last joint,
word.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they were real up front with it. I mean, it was funny, it was clever, it was everything, man. So I think they gotta keep it real simple. And who keep it simpler than Clips, man? Don't nobody keep it simpler than Clips, yo.
T-Rock, yo,
You know what? I got Clips and John John. That is true. I'm thinking about the chemistry now between Big T and Saga. They styles are totally different. I don't know if that's what he's going. It depends on how they do the setup, man.
Yo, Caps, you're right, though. Them setups might be retarded in the build. Like, because the way Saga can set it up and Big T can just finish it off with the haymaker, that might be the craziest. Because they're the most opposite people from the card. But it might be too
But then months. Again, but look, I'm listening to DMV. He's right, too, though. On a 2-on-2, you don't got to go overhead and shit. And Charlie Clips and John John, they can get their point across without going overhead and shit. Clips is going to be simple. John John, he can rap simple. He can if he really wants to and shit. So it's just like, yeah, I think Clips and John John, the veteran stuff, is going to take this one right here, B. Now that I'm really thinking about it.
I just looked at it.
But,
the sock is
I was going to say, but Big T's still the X factor. It still depends on how Big T and Saga does it. If they don't do it right, I think Charlie Clips and John John are going to walk through them. But if they do it right, it's going to be a good battle.
Experience is going to win this battle. And I just looked at it. Out of the whole card, the Saga got the least experience in the entire card.
That's a fact.
Yeah, and we gotta keep it a stack too. Stock on each of his URL battles, except for the joint verse prep. He stumbled on the big stage a couple times. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's the big stage to get at him or what, but he didn't stumble a couple times.
Hey yo, my niggas, I just thought about something. Where the fuck did Saga come from? What league was he on before URL? Nah, hold up. I'm sitting here thinking, like, okay, because you said Saga had the least amount of experience, and then I started thinking about Chess. Like, nah, Chess. But then I'm like, well, Chess got mad. We go hard battles. But I thought about Saga, like, yo, what league was this nigga on before URL? I don't even remember this nigga before URL.
He must have had a different name.
Does anybody know? Yo,
that's
bro,
good,
does anybody know what league he came from, or was he just rapping in church and shit? Yo, my nigga, I got to do some. You know what, bro? I'm starting to get tight because I've never seen a battle before this nigga hit URL. I just realized that.
And I just put it on YouTube and I can't find this nigga. Black mugger.
That's crazy.
Hey, if you go back to on Verse Tracker, they got him on, let me see, a Battle Another Rapper Showcase back in June of 2012. And then after that, it's against Zoe Green. Then after that, against Natick the Boss. And then after that,
then it's
URL joint versus Black Mugger. His first PG he had.
He had three battles before URL made it.
Yeah. He had three battles before that, and then he got on versus Black Mugger. On that PG joint. I think that was the same PG that Briz battled Young X.
Yo, I gotta be real with you, man. Them Riders Block niggas, man, I just feel sorry for these niggas after hearing this shit. Like, these niggas would, they'd fuck around and pay to be on URL at this point. And they got mad battles, man. Yo, they got mad battles and can't get on. You think you got three battles versus niggas I've never heard of a day in my life and he's on URL. That's crazy. That's not even hating. I'm just saying, I never heard this nigga before URL. That's crazy to me. I really just realized that shit.
Hey, shout out to that nigga. Shout out to that nigga though.
Alright, I got Clips and John John on that one though. Alright, Math Hoffa and Cortez versus Verb and L. This is gonna be a good one.
Yo, this is the best St. Louis team that there is. You feel me? I always thought that. Is the best St. Louis team they can make. Verb and L, it depends on what L gonna come with, but yo, they lyrical ability together with their performance and shit, they might shut the building down, especially since niggas want to see L back. But then you got Math coming back to you, all right? Oh, man.
Ice Pack L. Man, I'm thinking about it, man. It's got a... I hope he ain't rusty. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man. I hope he ain't rusty. But I really think I was impressed. I ain't gonna lie. I was impressed with Cortez and Hoffa. But again, I was equally as impressed with Verb and Hitman. Except you know he's switching out Hitman for L. So man, I really can't call it, man. If he's an A1 L. It could be crazy. The joint could be crazy.
Word.
I really think Hoffa going to bring it. I really think Hoffa and Tez are going to bring it. Hoffa got something to prove anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got something to
I mean, we just seen a nigga having a fucking nervous breakdown smoking a cigarette not too long ago in the battle. So it's like, Math need this. You know what I'm saying? It looks like he's on the verge of retirement and shit. He needs this bad and shit. But that, as long as it don't come to fart around, like, it'll be a good battle and shit.
Yo, guys,
yeah, man.
You know why this is going to be a good battle? Because this is a grudge match from the old days.
That's a fact.
This is really St. Louis versus New York. This is it.
Yeah, this 2010 2010, man. This 2011, 2010, 2011, 2012. It's that whole buildup.
All right, but look, all right, hold on. But look, though, look. All right. Mathis back in URL, which is what he wanted. Ellis back to show niggas that he still got it. Who needs this battle more? Math or L?
Math. Hoffa needed bad, yo. And not in the bad,
in
bad
New
way,
York.
But he needed bad. Yeah, he got to have this. He got to have an A1 performance. If Ill come back and do all right, people are going to be okay about it. They're not going to, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, oh, it was good to see him. Good, you know, he still got it, da da da. But Math has got to come with it. You know what I'm saying? He got to come with it.
I really don't fuck it.
Yo,
up.
I got you.
I really don't know.
Yo, I got Math and Cortez, B.
So do I.
I got Mac Cortez. They got angles too. I'm gonna get the angles on top of that. Cortez is gonna style on air like I beat the shit out of you already. You know what I'm saying? Fucking
if it depends on Young Ill. Young Ill is the X factor right here. Okay. If Young Ill could come in there, because you know they're gonna have chemistry. I know that for a fact, and they gonna click. If they go rap and they
don't think Mac and Cortez. You don't think Math and Cortez don't got chemistry too, though?
Nah, they got crazy chemistry. They got crazy chemistry.
It's even to me when it comes to chemistry between these people. It's even to me. Even though that Ill and Verb ain't do this shit together before, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I got Math and Cortez, though. I don't see Verb winning this shit. Salute to them niggas.
Yo, I'm just going to side with Math and Cortez because Math need a bad beat. I got Math and Cortez in this one. If they lose this one, it's like... All that wanted to be back to Roman, nothing. Yeah.
Caps. But tell me, you said who needs it more. You should have been, instead of saying Ill, you should have said who needed more, Math or Verb. Because last time Verb was on that stage, it was, you know what I'm saying?
But wait a minute. If we going to talk about that, then we got to bring Cortez's name up, too. Cortez the only nigga I know who can go damn near undefeated. And still can't get on URL. He's from New York.
Oh,
man. Like, I was thinking about that earlier, too. Like, this nigga is from New York and can't get on URL. And when he do, shit just go wrong. Either he's getting vaulted or niggas are calling time on this nigga. Yo, Math and Cortez need a more, B. They need a more, because, I actually feel like it's to the point now where, like, Cortez might as well just go to King of the Dot. Just like, I don't know why he just ain't getting no love on URL, it seems to me, bro.
I know. But at the end of the day, I just feel Verb and Ill are better rappers. You feel me? But, you know.
You said they're better rappers. You think they're better rappers than Cortez?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, in terms of lyrical shit and words, maybe that's the shit I'm going for. Yeah. Pen wise? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Lyrically? Kind of. Young Ill is, come on, man. Niggas forgot. Young Ill is fucking cold.
You know what I'm saying? He's nice. He right. I will never front on Ill.
It ain't like he gonna be up there by himself. He gonna have Verb to drag him. Everybody got somebody that can carry you a little bit. You feel me? It's not like we gotta see Ill up there a whole 3 minutes rapping by himself. He gonna have Verb up there with him. So that shit might be different. You know what Matthew was going to come with damn near on their A game. You see what happened with Kayshawn and DNA. But you don't know what the fuck is purple.
Yo, I still got Matthew and Cortez. All that, I still got Matthew and Cortez, bro.
Yeah, you ain't
lying. I still got Matthew and Cortez. Now that I really think about this shit, so you know Verb always be crying and complaining about the New York crowd and all that shit. Like, yo, it's really easy for Verb to fuck up when he's in New York. All you gotta hear is one boo, and I'll just damn near throw him off his game and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and the crowd gonna be behind Hoffa and Cortez, B. I got Matt from Cortez. They better put on for New York. Fuck all the bullshit. They better. Like you said, this is New York versus St. Louis. Like, Midwest movement versus NYB. Like, in New York, Matt from Cortez gotta put on. So I got them niggas. Yo. I fucked the time up on this shit, but we already off and shit. Yo, we got two more matchups, B. I was rushing, fuck. Yo, we got a show tomorrow, though, B. Shella Jones and B-Magic versus T-Top and Briz.
Killer and D Magic. Damn.
I'm gonna pick the underdog. I'm gonna pick the underdog right off top. I'm picking Top and Briz. I know Magic and Chilla gonna do their thing, but I'm gonna pick Top and Briz. Because simply from the fact that they're gonna come with, it's not gonna be too complex. I think it's gonna fit for the stage. I mean, they obviously, you know, I'm saying they obviously fuck with each other. They obviously got, you know what I'm saying, got their own they click together. So I think they're gonna fit real good together. And Briz is in his bag right about now. So, and Top is always going to be smooth, and they love him on that stage. So.
I want to know. I don't know why the hell Briz is up here with T-Top and not Tink the Demon. You know what I'm saying? I always thought they
I know.
Nah, bro. These are top two niggas in North Carolina, bro. Like, they not, come on, bro. You know it's going to be Top and Briz. This is some NC shit right here. These niggas open the door for NC. It has to be this. Briz and Tink is cool,
but
it gotta be Top and Briz.
Caps, you right, but I'm gonna tell you right now, I would love to see it. You know what I'm saying? I would love to see the Briz versus Dot Briz and that Tink the Demon versus Dre Dennis Briz. I mean, Tink the Demon. I think that would be crazy.
Hey, yo, I know I feel you, niggas, but I think it's good like this, my nigga. Like, you know what it is? It's because I live in NC, so I know the impact these niggas have on NC and shit. Like,
yeah,
different
yeah,
towns,
I
they know who these niggas is. This ain't just no local. These niggas ain't just local. They from here to 2 hours away in North Carolina, niggas know who these niggas is. So they, not that they putting on for the state. Like, these two niggas is really putting on out here. All the NC niggas look up to these niggas somewhere. Not on some little kid shit, but that's why I said it makes sense for it to be Top and Briz. Tink would be a good backup, but nah, I don't think he should start with Briz. I think it should be Briz and Top, just because they keep the door open for NC so much.
I feel you.
But
hey, man, Briz and T-Top, though, man, if T-Top would come with that, not the URL T-Top, I don't really like that one at all. The T-Top that he used to be before this shit, that old shit, and if Briz could come with his shit, yo, them niggas on their A-game together, that shit's going to be something scary to deal with. But at the end of the day, though, Chilla Jones and B Magic, that slow setup shit with the punches of B Magic, that shit might be crazy. That little slow with the fast, you put that shit together, you might have something special on the stage. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You know why this is a question mark? Because Briz and Top going, they all move yo, Briz jumping up niggas tomorrow, you gonna bite their throats and all that crazy shit, then Top talking about fucking robbing them and pistol whipping them, and I gotta see this battle, B.
This is the most interesting battle that you want to call?
Yo, it might be this one, because the reason why, let me see, let me do this card again. Damn, it's either going to be Maxwell Cortez versus Robert L, or it's going to be this one, because it's two complete different styles. Like, chill, like we just finished saying, the two-on-two, you don't really got to go over heads. And that's what Chilla and Magic, I feel like, is going to be doing. But it kind of go back to the setup, because you look at it, Chilla's been changing his style up. Nigga been punching more. So if Magic set it up, and Chilla with the wild punches, it could be crazy, too. It could be crazy. Damn, but Top and Briz, I know these niggas is practicing, really trying to get it in. Top and Briz getting a lot of names, yo.
Top
Chilla and Magic, like, they
T-Top and Briz shot to the top fast as hell, man. They getting some names under their belt. I ain't lying. You got Chilla Jones and Magic now. This shit crazy. We really
got
it like this is going to be.
Go ahead,
got
bro. Chilla. Who I got, though?
I got Chilla and B Magic. 2-1.
All right.
Clearly.
B, you got Top Briz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I'm going with the home team on this one, man. I got Top and Briz on this one, man. The niggas came a long way. I gotta see what's up. I got Top and Briz.
And
a good. I think it's gonna be a fire battle though. But I want to see what these niggas is gonna bring against these two. Cause this gonna test their pen game too. They can't just get up there and say a whole bunch of nothing. This gonna really test their pen game. Cause you know Chilla and B Magic coming.
But Briz be spitting some cold shit when he ready to. Ain't gonna lie.
Exactly.
I know they might right now because you said they both from NC. So.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so, I'm going to go with the underdog. I got Top and Briz in this one. Yo.
Yeah, they not.
Say it again?
Nah, they're not beating each other to be matches. But yeah, go ahead.
All right, I got to see, man. Yo, DNA and K-Shaw versus Surf and Rock.
man, this is a hard one, man. This is a hard one. You know what I'm saying? I really think the Merlin in me, man, telling me that I should just ride with Rock and Surf. But Surf, man, be shaky sometimes, man, for me. I know a lot of people ride with Surf, but sometimes he be shaky. So... Ah, I'm gonna go
one
with,
thing, Surf, you should get that fucking lost to Verb, and he ain't battling Mook. You better make up for that Verb shit now.
That's exactly what I'm saying to myself. He ain't got nothing on the plate big it look like. You ain't got the Mook shit to run behind no more. You look bad
in
Verb.
In the building, Rock and Surf are going to win easily. I'm going to say in the building, Rock and Surf going to win easily. But on Cam, when you look back at it, I think DNA and Shine might edge it just because they're just good at it. And I mean, it's so many things that they're going to be able to flip between Surf and Rock. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole bunch they're going to be able to flip. But Rock is on – Rock, you know, we already know Rock is that nigga right now. So he's on his game right now. And can't nobody really fuck with him. So, you know, if Surf is – 60 to 80% of a top Surf, I think they'll win easily in the building. So I'm gonna go with Rock and not Surf.
You out of your fucking mind, you out of your mind. How the fuck you figure that DNA and K-Shawn go win on camera? That shit don't even make no sense.
I think I think it's gonna be witty. I think they're gonna do a lot of stuff that you know how like that back to back shit they was doing with the with Steams and Chess. They're gonna have stuff that's gonna look. It's gonna look good on cam. It's gonna play to the camera. I think better. I just think that you know that Rock and Surf in the building is just hard to beat.
That nigga's not beating you on cam over a nigga like Surf shit. Surf is the type of nigga that's gonna beat you on cam when you go back and catch different shit. DNA and K-Shaw performance and different shit like that so good that you gonna catch that shit right there for the most part.
Yeah, man, y'all niggas is thinking that they're gonna be crazy. All this, man. The X Factor is gonna be DNA. Y'all got DNA rebuttals on the spot, freestyles on the spot. I don't see Surf and Rock doing that, B.
That's true. That's true. But I don't think Surf and Rock gonna need to do any of that. You know what I mean?
My fault. Go ahead, well, David, my fault.
Yo, you bothered, yo, because a rebuttal. A freestyle rebuttal, if your shit crazy enough, it could damn near negate a nigga round. Almost, my nigga.
Yo, y'all niggas know that this gotta be the best Shine we ever seen. Him versus Tay Rock, like, yo, y'all pay attention. This shit about to be crazy. Imagine these niggas do the 2-on-2 and Rock and Shine just stand right across from each other the whole time. Man, I don't know how this battle's gonna go, B.
And T Rex come out and stand behind Rex. You know what I'm saying? This shit, man. This is going to be a good fucking battle just because of all the extra shit that come with it. Yo,
this so much extra shit. And then, like I said, DNA beat Surf back in the day. Rock and Shine going at it. This shit going to be crazy.
DNA really beat dog shit out of Surf. And the crazy part is, I think Surf could do nothing with DNA right now, to be honest with you. Just the fact that DNA got that extra freestyle element—that shit crazy, my nigga.
Let me ask you a question, right? Look, let me ask you a question. If they was to have a rematch right now, who wins, DNA or Surf?
DNA or Surf?
Yeah, if they have a rematch
DNA.
Right now.
DNA, easily, clearly.
Surf,
DNA, clearly.
Nah.
I'm saying the DNA that just battled Danger Zone beats Surf easily.
No. No. I don't believe so. The DNA that battled Averb, you know what I'm saying, that was terrible. But at the end of the day, I've never seen one that terrible before. So,
yo, Surf got better setup than DNA now, though. If DNA come like that, I think Surf setups are better. DNA is just more...
Surf
was more creative writing. Yo, it seems to me like, you know what it seems like to me between their styles is that it seems to me like Surf writes and DNA is just mad sporadic on the spot, but he's fire with it, though.
DNA is very organized with his shit. You know what I'm saying? His shit is very well put together. He grabbed his shit well. But Surf's right, complex. But he also got shit that hits you on the spot. The nigga shuffle it up real good to keep you interested in the building. And then you go back on camera and catch some extra shit. But just the fact that he freestyled better than damn near everybody in battle rap, that shit really dangerous and hard to deal with. That gun title shit go tear the building off the roof. He ain't gonna lie, no, my nigga. Surfing, Tay Rock going around. Or for presence alone, Surfing Rock going around.
Yo, you know what? I think DNA and Shine is the underdog in this shit. Because everybody wants to see Surfing Rock. So I think these niggas probably got more to prove. Like, man, fuck you. Yo, shout out to DNA and Shine, because without them niggas, this car wouldn't be here. Let's be real.
That's a
big damn reason why this car is here.
That's a fact. Shout out to them niggas.
I think it's going to be the best DNA and Shine we ever seen right here, B. That poisoned me with this battle. With all the tour tools they did, like the Verve and the Hitman was fire. I think this might be the second 2-on-2, if not the first, that means the most to these niggas right now.
But you got to remember, they're going against Arsenal and Suge a couple weeks before that, or whenever. Ain't that shit happening this weekend or some shit? Whatever is going down.
Yeah, but you know, I still think Surf and Rock is a bigger name than Arsenal and Suge. Damn, Suge really is on his shit.
Yeah, they're a bigger name. Depending on how that battle go, that might change this. I don't know, man. But at the end of the day, I got gun titles taking this shit. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't see how the fuck DNA and Shine go. I don't know, though, man. That shit crazy. That Dot Mob shit gonna be crazy. Because K-Shine got some shit to get off his chest.
Fuck! So does Rock, though. Like, fuck!
But not
damn
as much.
Damn, I don't know who's gonna win this one, bro.
All I can hear is Rock diss record, man. And that joint, I thought that was the best diss record after this past December. You know what I'm saying? All I can hear is that. If that Rock show up with that attitude and that chip on his shoulder, psh, man, it's a wrap, son.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, DMV. You know K-Shine is a better battle rapper than Tay-Rock. You know that.
You said K-Shine is a better
battle
rapper?
He's a better battle rapper. Facts, nigga, what's wrong with y'all? That's a fact.
You know, hold up, man. You know what? But I don't know. I can't co-sign that shit, my nigga. I don't think I can co-sign that.
If they battle again,
I've been destroying shit.
That's one. But K-Shine is more versatile. And the nigga still kill shit his damn self. Niggas must have forgot. But K-Shine be on. Listen, man. This going to be a good battle. If K-Shine and Tay-Rock was to battle again right now, I got K-Shine.
What?
I got Shine.
No.
I got Rock.
Hold on.
I got Shine.
Arguably.
Listen.
Nah, I got Rock spazzing, bro.
Battler of the year. You saying you got Shine against arguably the battler of the year on most people's cards. You saying that you got him easily over Rock?
Shine beat him last time.
This
so
ain't last time, though. Clips beat Rock.
Man, yeah, hold up, bro. All right, you know what? I got to go back and watch that because I had Rock beating Shine the first time, bro. There's a lot of gas in that camera. And a lot of them
there is a lot of gas
niggas.
On that. You right.
A lot of them niggas was Dot Mob niggas, and this was before Tay Rock even joined Dot Mob. Niggas got to remember that, B.
Keisha.
I don't think niggas is really remembering that shit.
Listen, I don't know, man. Niggas don't remember what?
I don't know, man. I got Tay Rock running one-on-one, but as for this battle, I got... We really got to see what Rock... On paper, it looked like Rock and Surf on trash these niggas. But we got to see the chemistry, though, B. Because we know DNA and Sean got that. We know they got it already.
Cap.
You never seen these niggas get trashed, though. You never seen... I ain't seen that new battle that dropped, that E. Farrell... And whoever the other nigga was that battled him.
Yo,
but you never
remember Quest McCordy and Marv One beat NWX.
But they didn't run. They trashed him, though. You feel me? Yeah, they beat him, though. You're right. And
they beat him.
But Question McCorkey and Puff, it's not like they're some slouches. You can't say it like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like.
Bro, if Surf stumble or choke, that's gonna be the only real downfall to this man. He can't put a hamstring and scream Jersey, you know, in the middle, because Rock ain't gonna freestyle and get him out. You know what I mean? Ain't probably gonna be able to freestyle and get him out. So that's the whole X factor. As long as Surf is on, you know, and got everything memorized.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna.
We ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna, cause you ain't gonna say that. You know what I'm saying? Cause it ain't like we talking about niggas that choke often. It's not like we talking about niggas that do it consistently. You feel me? So
Jersey,
you know, he did it one time and then said Jersey, whatever. But most 9 times out of 10, a URL Surf is not gonna lose up there on that stage. And Tay Rock up there not gonna lose on that stage. Yeah, I got some titles. I don't know what you think about Cats, but Surfing.
You got gun titles. I got. Ah, I haven't won enough show, man. I gotta really dissect this motherfucker. I can't just jump and answer this one.
That's a different call, right there.
Too many niggas got things to prove, and it's this. I got a blog coming tonight, man. I gotta really break this shit down. Like, this shit is kind of, it's too hard to just. Huh.
That's a fact. You got to break this down, Cass. We need that blog out here, man.
Yeah, I will break it down tonight. But, yo, check it out, B. Fucker, I'm going to have a show tomorrow and shit. I'll see if you niggas going to be around and shit. I fucked the time up, and I put 15 minutes instead of 3 hours. I'm just tripping and shit. Shout out to Ty Lowe. We got him tomorrow, too, and shit. So we got to sign up out of here for the show cut us off.
Shit. Hey, what's up, man?
Yo, appreciate it, yo. All
right, man.
You all ready, my nigga?
One.
Hey, it's Finn, we all we got.
Early. We up out there.
What?